Miskazu Lishva is Rishus Rabim. Somebody had Kavanah to rest Rishus Rabim. Veniach Eruve the Bor. Who's a lot of Eruve Tchumim? And the Weiss in Al, the Shabbos, the Weiss from the Rabbonim, but on Shabbos, he came out of Tchumim here. Alpayim Amah outside the city, not allowed to walk. If you want to walk more than Alpayim Amah out of the city, the Eitzim is, go there before Shabbos and leave a piece of bread there, so that you come to Shavisa where the bread is, so it's sort of like you're living there at the beginning of Shabbos, and you can walk another Alpayim Amah from there. Because even though at the beginning of Shabbos you're home in your house, but since you have your bread out there in the field, it's sort of like you're there where your bread is, and you have another Alpayim Amah item. Now, Mishkav and Mishkav Rabbi, you want to like put your bread with Shus Rabbi, because you plan to eat in the Shus Rabbi. But Micho Riva Eruva the boy, you made a mistake and you put your piece of bread finally in the bowl. Now it depends. Lemalim the Yitzvachim, if the bread is above Yitzvachim, if the bowl is a Ruva Yerif, then the Yerif is Chal. But the Loch is, you have to be able to eat your bread on Shabbos. So the question is, you want to stay and eat on the Shus Rabbi. But if the bread is considered in the bowl that's in the Shus Rechid, you can't get the bread out of the bowl to the top, which is a rabbin. We should take it from Mishas Yochot, which is a rabbin. So where's the case that the bread is considered good for an Erev, that you're allowed to eat it in the Shas Rabbin? So it says, if the bread is Lamalim Yitzvachim, higher than Yitzvachim, then it's good, it will be Erev. That's considered you're allowed to take the bread and put it on top of Shas Rabbin, there it is Chalm. Lamatim Yud, but if the bread is deep down in the bowl, Yitzvachim deep, Tzvachim ain't a Ruvi Erev. Then the Erev is no good. Because on Shabbos, since you're standing on top of Shus Rabbim, you're not allowed to take the bread out of the Erev. So the Gemara Hechi Demi, how are we talking about? Where's the case that one's mit and one's awesome? Even the board, if the bear itself is Yitzvachim deep, so then the bowl is in the Shus Yochim. So the Gemara says, Lamala, what does Lamala mean? The Dalia is hanging on top part of the bowl, the Yisvei. And Lamata means the Tasei, the Yisvei. You have to go all the way deep down and pick it up. But if that's the case, that this bowl is in the Shus Yochim, and that's not to mean, where is the piece of bread hanging? Is it hanging on the top part of the bowl, or all the way down deep to the bottom part of the bowl? So the Gemara, that can be pshat, or the Zoid, Mala Lamala, Mala Lamata. Might not to mean which part of the bowl the bread is in. Who the Mokim Echad? Who wants to eat in Rishus Rabbim? The Yeruva, the Mokim Acher. Messias, the bread is in Rishus Rabbim. Since this whole bowl is in Rishus Yochid, since the whole bowl is in Rishus Yochid here, and the bread is in the bowl, whether it's on the top part of the bowl or the bottom part of the bowl, it's in Rishus Yochid. You're now going to take the bread out of this bowl on Shabbos to the top of Rishus Rabbim. So that's the case for Yechayit. So the Mara El Allah that came to this portion, the bor the less be a sorrow. We're talking about this bor that is not Yitzvachim deep. It's only 10 Tzvachim deep. Uktani Eruvi Eruvi. But that's kind of blithesome. Mm-hmm. If the bor is less than Yitzvachim deep, it's only 9 Tzvachim deep, then the Erev is Yechal. Why? Because since the bor is a Shus Rabbim, like Rava says, like Abaya says, and you want it on top of Shus Rabbim, you're allowed to take it out of the bor to the top of Shus Rabbim. You see, cloth, the bor is only 10 tzvachim deep, 9 tzvachim down. That bor is still a Rishus Rabbim, and therefore the Erev is chal, because you want to take the Erev out of the bor to the top. Alma, tashma, shayadet chach, smet tashmas. Zemadok, this bor is 10 tzvachim, even though it's not so geschmack to use it, but since shayadet chach, you could use it, it's called a tashmas. So the Kasha and Rava says by a bor gevoy on the test is not called Rishus Rabbim, it's a Kamalus, and here it says cloth smuter, it says the Erev is chal. It has to be that you're allowed to take the bread out of this bor to the top. It has to be Rishus Rabbim. Kasha and Rava. So the Mora Azar Tutsu Ritzim. Zimun Mishanele, sometimes I'll answer you like this. Who the Ruva the Kamalus? Rava said, this Bryce is talking about, that the person didn't really want to stand in Rishus Rabbim, even on top of the bar is also only Kamalus. It's not Mamish Rishus Rabbim, it's on a side street. It's in a side alley, that's only a Kamalus. That is very good, even though the Erev is inside the bar, and the bar is only 9 Tzvachim deep. True, like Rava holds, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. What is it though, Kamalus? But since on top is also a Kamalus, you're allowed to carry from a Kamalus to a Kamalus, you're allowed to carry. It's only from Rishus Rabbim to accomplish a kin. But if they're both accomplished, within Dal Damas, you're allowed to carry. That's what Rabbis will learn Pshat here. So I'm talking about on top of the Kamalus. On the day of Shvev, where my call is Rishus Rabbim, how come we call the top of Rishus Rabbim? Just means the top is not a Rishus Yochid. but it's not really the Shusser Rabin, it's a Kamlus on top. Therefore, even though the bor is Gevoya Tess, which has it in Kamlus in the bor, you're allowed to take the bread out of the bor onto the top, because Kamlus to Kamlus is Mutter. That's one thing that Rav said. The Zimran another time, Rav answered like this, Mishani Lei, who is Shusser Rabin? But like I'm talking about on top, is the Shusser Rabin like the Breiter says? Now, the Aruva the Kamlus, like Rav holds, since this bor is 9 Tvachim deep, or who are doing 6, 7, up until 3 Tvachim, it's ours called the Kamlus. The Aruva title is in the Kamlus. The Avakasha then, why is the Erev Chal, I ben HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev is supposed to be Chal, he's not allowed to eat the bread. He can't get the bread out of the bowl, teeter on top, so why is the Erev Chal? It should be like when he's standing on top, with Shusser Rabin, he has no bread there, he has nothing to eat. So the Erev should be Chal. The Teretz is the Rebbe he. His right here goes according to Rebbe. The Yomar Rebbe says, Kodo v'shul mishum shlis. Every Yisra from Yosem and Rabbonim, Legozu ola ben HaShemoshes. You should know, ben HaShemoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, the Rabbonim didn't make the Xeris of Shlisim. But Shlis is only Yosem on Shabbos Gomer. But Shemke ben HaShemoshes is no Yisra of Shlis. Because the story is, when is an Erev Chal? An Erev is Chal, ben HaShemoshes. The beginning of Shabbos, where a person is, he's Kaveya Mokim there, and he has a Payimama from where he is, ben HaShemoshes. So if his bread is there, ben HaShemoshes, we consider as if he's standing there, ben HaShemoshes. Now, ben HaShemoshes, is he allowed to take out from the Kamlus to the Shusser Rabin? According to Rebbe, it's Mutter, because ben HaShemoshes is known as the Shvus. So you're allowed to carry from the Kamlus to the Shusser Rabin. So that's the Kimto. According to Rebbe, you're allowed to do Shvus from ben HaShemoshes. That's what the Erev Chal. So the Gemara, the late time of the Chuyu Kramat Chinar, don't think Rav is Tam saying the Dochuk Teretz, no, Elevade Kamin Lecho, I mean an Emestik of Teretz, that's a real Teretz what I'm saying right now. What's the Raya? The Tanan, we learned, in Ho, you know, Rav is saying an Emestik of Teretz, that he holds the Lecho, that even though this door is Yutfa, is 9 Tvachim down, and the Rabbim sometimes use it, but a Tashma said that it chakad rather is not called with Shusser Rabin. And he holds that halacha. He's going to bring a riot to himself right now. The Tzlan, we learned. In Hoya Rekak Mayim, there's like a puddle of water in the middle of Shusser Rabin. A puddle of water. The Shusser Rabin Malechis Boy. And the Rabin goes through the puddle of water. Is Hazorit L'Teichai, somebody throws like Dao Damas in the Shusser Rabin and lands in the puddle of water. Teichai Dao Damas is Chai. If clear like landed in the Shusser Rabin, even though it's a puddle of water there, the water is like bottles in the Shusser Rabin, it's Yechayif. The Kamu Yechakmayim, how high is this puddle to still give it a din like the Shusser Rabin? Pochus Yitzvachim. It has to be less than Yitzvachim. It's a pretty high puddle. His Mamish Nai is 36 inches deep, this puddle. Still, the puddle is called the Shusser Rabin. Because the Rabin walked through this puddle. It has to go there, you have no Eitzah. You walk through the mud, you walk through the water, you have to go. Or the kakmayim, this is the Shusser Rabin. Malachas boy, who did the kakmayim that the Rabin go through it? Is Azor, the Tocha Baladam, is Chayim. So it repeats itself twice. It says, the kakmayim, the Shrab, Malachas boy, it says it over twice this halacha. That's still called the Shusser Rabin, and you Chayim, even though it's mamish down, deep, albeit less than you Tvachim, still it's called the Shusser Rabin. The Shara, why not say a double lesson for? Two times, the kakmayim, the Shusser Rabin, Malachas boy, and Nochemo. Just tell me, Rekak, Shlezim, why does the Bryce repeat itself first two times as Lashon as puddle of water in the middle of the Shusher Rabbim that people walk through? Is to consider the Shusher Rabbim, I'll tell you, Chav, you may say Chama. One is telling you in the sunny season, the summer. The Chav, you may say Shaman. And one of the most extraordinary rainy season, that both seasons, it's a bear for the Rabbin to walk through it. So tomorrow, Tzlich, I need those snows. The Yashmini, the most extraordinary, I only hear in the most extraordinary, in the sunny season, when it's 95 degrees outside, you know what the Rabbin likes to walk through this water, the Yavid, the Inshul, the Kruyan, Avshayah. They want to take a little cool off, take a nice bath outside. It's a boiling hot outside, so it's not so far to walk through nice cool water. See, it's only 36 inches deep, not so gefährlich. So in the Meister Cham, I can understand people walk through this puddle of water, it's still called with Shusser Rabin. Ah, the Meister Hashem, Mashiach in the cold winter, Eimeloi, who wants to walk through cold water? So I would think the Rabin don't go through the water, it's not called Hinuch, Kamash, no. Even the Meister Hashem in the winter, it's also called with Shusser Rabin. The Navi Yashmini, Moshe Shalavioni, here the Chiddush in the winter. It's called El Shusha Rabin. I'll tell you why. Agav the Matanfi, without people get dirty. For Shusha Rabin, you get dirty in the winter. Mikri the Nachish, you don't care to go down there, clean you off a little bit. So you get dirty, you're dirty anyway. The clothing now is full of mud anyway in the rainy season. So you don't care to go through the flood of water now. Avi Moshe Chama, we look tip top. So now, right? There I would think the Rabin doesn't want to walk through the water. You don't want to get yourself dirty world. You don't want to get yourself wet in the summer. Tzrichim. And these both tradition. That at both times it's a derech for the Rabin to walk through this water. So if something lands on top of this water now, Abi, the water is not yutzfachim deep, it's considered a shush Rabin. For the Gemara, he looked trays in the family. Why does it say a Russian? It's a Russian. So it's a rabbi maleches boy. It says it two times. So it's a rabbi go through this akak. What do I have to have it for? And a lot of shlamina telling me a chiddush is right for hiluch adet chak shemayimuch. That's good walking. When people walking, it's a rabbi even though it's chas adet chak. Nobody says it's geshmak to walk through the water. About in the field, you walk on the side, you will walk through the water. It's called by adet chak. It's like a b'di'evid. But I can't tell him, my b'di'evid iki hiluch is called hiluch. Ma'ashein kein tashmash adayat chag, loishmei tashmash, that's the diyuk. That a tashmash, something you use, which is pretty hard to use, that's not called Rishus Rabin. That means our case of a bowl. We have a pit in the middle of Rishus Rabin. If it's gevoyah down deep, test vachim, even though some people will take off the packages and store it there until they come back, but since it's only adayat chag, or tashmish, a bad chak, no shnei tashmish. Only hiluch, only here the slow people walking. When the stem walking, people walk through the water also. Even though it's not so pleasant, hiluch, a bad chak, is called the Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, a tashmish, a bad chak, that's not called Rishus Rabin. That's why the Bible says two times, mahalachis, malachis. Only in hiluchis, hiluch, of walking through the Rishus Rabin, a bad chak is called Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, otherwise it's not called. That's why this maskana is out of Rabbi Alocha. That a bowl that deep down you test vachim is not called Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabin into the bowl. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai Zirza Dekani. A Zirza Dekani means a long reed or a pack of reeds. Reeds are like a long stick, a long thin stick. Could be eight feet long, 5 feet long. Ramya the Zokfa, Ramya the Zokya. Zokfa. The way you carry the Shush Rabin is, it's lying like this, you pick it up and just throw it over like this. You keep on going like this. You pick it up and throw it down. Pick it up, throw it down. So even though you're moving it now a long time, that's not called an Akira to Mechayiv with Shush Rabin. It's not called you pick the Chepetz up and you walk down arms and put it down. You never put the whole Chepetz up. The Chepetz, one part of it, was always touching the ground, therefore you put it. That's not called an Akira. No, that's different. That's simply why. It's different. Hai Zirza Dekoni, Roma the Zokfe, Roma the Zokfe, Le Mechayiv, Adi Okale. Until your mamish, pick it up. It says here in this Vakashya, my Kamashlam Pshita, Le Mechayiv, Kivan Dwa Yoko, Yod Mashayach Hocha Hach Misa. What is this Misa doing here in the middle of Gemara? We're not talking about this Kaisa Bakira. The Yashtoma Kamashlam, they all forgot the Derech. No Lichim Binin Zer, because even though it's a Derech to move it that way, if you have a nice long beam, 10 feet high, it's hard to pick it up, so that's the Derech to move it. You throw it, and then let it fall down, pick it up and throw it down. Still, the Enei Kalim of Mesa, it's not so easy to carry it, but the Kamei Omer, the Kapir, I would think it's going to the case of Kapir, that means you have the Chayat, for the Rocky Potter, Mishim, because this is not called the Derech of moving it. But things at the end does say, there's only if you pick it up and throw it down. Let's say you drag it along the Shusha Rabin, though. If you drag it to Seder, when you move the Dal Damis, then you are Chayat. Dragging is instead of moving the whole thing at one time. So you walk a bicycle, you're moving the whole bicycle at one time. So if you move the bicycle down the Shusharabim, then you would be Chayat. Here, you never picked up the whole Kli. Like this part is always standing still. It went like this. This part never moved. And finished. Now it's a new Maisa. So that's not called Nakiwa. But if you would drag the Chayat along the Shusharabim, then you are Chayat. Because dragging is like Nakiwa Sachayat. You move it down, that would be Chayat. Here it's only with rum, you pick it up and throw it down. So this part never moved. That's my cause of achievement. Abi Yochanan, Omama, or the Abi Solomon, just the end part of the last place we had. Odom Oimeid Al Hestupa, a person to stand on this steps, the stupa, or like a platform, is Noitim, the step outside the house, is Noitim Mibalabayat, he could take from the person inside the Noitim line gift to him. Because it's called the Mokim Ptur. Noitim Yoni, you could take from the Yoni outside the Noitim, you can give it to him. Because it's a stupa, partially means it's Kavoya Gimel, and it's not Dala Dala, so that's called the Mokim Ptur, so you'll either hand to your sister Rabin, or you can hand it to your sister Yochid. For the Gemara, how you scoop am I? What din does this scoop have? This porch is like steps outside the house. Inay my scoop is just a rabbin. If it's a step in the middle of the rabbin, has been just a rabbin onto it, and it takes the will be less than gimel tefachim off the ground. But the zero that's just a rabbin. Neitum mi balabayis. How could you hand to the balabayis inside the house? Homatik mi just a yochel, just a rabbin. You carry from the just a yochel, just a rabbin. The yellow scoop of the Sissi Yochid. I tell you something about this scoop is Gevoya Yud and Yochid Dal is the Sissi Yochid. For the Gemara, that's the case. Noitim and Oni, how could you hand to the Oni outside in the Sissi Rabbim? Or Komayim, the Sissi Rabbim, the Sissi Yochid. If you hand, you stand your hand out and take from the Oni outside and bring it inside, you carry from the Sissi Rabbim to the Sissi Yochid. For the Gemara, and the scoop is Kamalis, and I'll tell you about a Kamalis. That's Gevoya Gimel and Yochid Dal Vadalit. For the most also swear, Noitav and Noitav Kachila, a Kamalis, how can you hand to a sister Rabbin, hand to a sister Yochid, say, if you see a Minu Isa, with the Rabbonin, it's also to carry from a Kamalis to a sister Rabbin, to a sister Yochid. So how is this case, this is Kupa, that you're lying a hand to a sister Rabbin, to a sister Yochid? El the Pashat is Pashat, El the Kupa Mokim Turbi Yalmahu. We're talking about this platform like, it's not Kasu, it's Kuvoya Gimu, it's 3 tefachim off the ground, but it's not Rochim Dalva Dalid, it's only Gimel a Gimel. So that's called the Mokim Ptur. A Mokim Ptur has no din to it, so you light a hand to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you light a hand to Rosh Hashanah Yochidu. Kiva not less by Dalva Dalid, since it does not why Dalva Dalid, it's only called the Mokim Ptur. The Chihad, the Chiyosi Ravdim, Yom Rav Yechidim. Mokim Shein by Dalva Dalid Tfochim, that's called the Mokim Ptur, is Mutu of Nei Rosh Hashanah Yochid, of Nei Rosh Hashanah Rabin Katabalov. Both of them are allowed to use it. A bovad shleyach lifoid. But for what we have in the Mishnah, you shouldn't be standing on the Mokim Ptur and take from something outside in the house and bring it outside to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Even though midrashim with smuta, but midrabbanim there was exerim, maybe you take mitchilam from a real Rosh Hashanah Rabin. They see when you're walking through the Mokim Ptur, since you're good for standing on the Mokim Ptur, when you pick it up from Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it's clear right now as if it's smuta in the Mokim Ptur. And now when you hand it outside to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you bite the pot. Because you're Mokim Ptur, that's why you're Potter. But you're born in Asadat, because maybe you'll do it even a place where you're not standing with Shusha Rabbi.
I've had some of these, Baron Gorgon.
Omamar, Obovach lo yito mi bal habayis, v'noisein lioni. As even though you're standing in the Mokim Ptur, you shouldn't take directly from Rishus HaYochid and bring it into Rishus HaRabim. Or else may oni to take it from the oni that's standing in Rishus HaRabim, v'noisein lebal habayis and give it to the bal habayis inside the house that's in the Rishus HaYochid. These two things you shouldn't do. The Yimnotal, the Nosa, and the Shloshtim Ptur. But if you did it, all three are Potter. Why? Because you're on a Mokim Ptur we're talking about now. And the side of a Mokim Ptur is that it's at least Gimel Tfachim off the ground. So it's not bottled to the ground. And it's not Dal Dal Dal. It's less than 3 by 3. So it's not a Carmelist. It's called a Mokim Ptur. If you're on a Mokim Ptur, you're allowed to carry into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. You're allowed to carry into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But to stand on this platform and take from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to hand into the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that you shouldn't do. But if you did it, b'dieved you should know your potter, it's only Yosem mid Rabbon. But midiraisi your potter. So the Gemara, since your potter, leima t'yeva t'yufta the Rova. The Chura, this should be a t'yufta kasha to Rova. The Yom HaRova, Rova says, Hamavir chefetz mitchilas dalit, l'soiv dalit, for Rosh Hashanah Rabin. If you carry a chefetz in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you pick up something on the floor,
and you move it dal damas b'shus rabin, and you put it down, you chayiv. That's the case of havoras dal damas b'shus rabin. That's the melacha. So if Rav Achidish to afal pi